Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
No. I haven't decided whether I'm going to vote or not. So.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? The line is
good enough. I am undecided whether I'm going to vote or not. So I am a registered voter, but I'm undecided at this point.
Okay, and you're not registered as either a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Well, I had some people come back today was talking about the voting, and they was talking to me about did I add transportation to the polls and whatnot. But like I said, I'm undecided right now who I'm going to choose, what candidate that I'm going to choose. Basically, I'm just at that point right now, so I'm not going to get involved with anything until I really decide what candidate that I'm going to choose.
Okay. But you, as you said, you are registered to vote, right?
Yes, I am. I have registered to vote.
Okay. But you are not registered neither as Democrat, Republican, or Independent.
Well, normally if I do vote, it will be for Democrat.
Okay. But what I'm trying to ask is that if you are registered as a Democrat, a Republican, or Independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
Okay, well, got it. Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Like I say, I'm undecided right now, so I really don't know if I'm actually going to vote.
Okay.
Because I'm a little undecided right now, according to the candidates that we have running for office. So.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit undecided at this point.
Okay, got it. I really understand that. Well, based on your answer, it seems that the quota you qualify for has been filled. So we sincerely thank you and appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.